side of the truth. He hears both sides according to his own plan. Then how does he arrive at the truth? In his own way. He has heard this and that. Where is the truth? He must find it out some way. Does he not compare one side with the other and weigh one side or one against the other and strike the balance and judge whether the truth or where the truth is? Well, when he has done that, can he know he has the truth? Is he sure that is the truth? Is my mind, my judgment, my ability to weigh arguments and decide upon the truth, is that the infallible test of truth? Is a man's judgment, his faculties, the test of truth at all? When we want to test the truth so as to know it is the truth, the test must be an infallible one. Is not that so? It must be one that will never fail. To discern the truth and declare it, it must be one that will never miss under any circumstances amid 10,000 arguments and errors. The one by which we must test the truth must be such a one as will strike the truth among 10 million diverse opinions, and strike it without fail in succession, every thought that may be raised among men. Is not that so? Man's mind, we know, is not the test of truth. It is only his idea of the truth that he settles upon. But your thoughts are not my thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Now, brethren, in the time in which we are, there are two reasons why that thing could not be worked, even if it were correct. One is that the truth of God is developing so rapidly that we have not time to hunt out all the objections and listen to the arguments on both sides, because we would be everlastingly behind while we were listening to a lot of arguments and objections. But we do not want to stand in that place where when probation closes. The time is too short for that, and we would be left out when we get there. But there is the promise, ye shall know the truth. Turn again to John 14, verses 16 and 17. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. Spirit of what? Truth. Oh, thank the Father for the promise. I will pray the Father. What is Christ doing tonight for us who are here in this institute? Praying the Father.